Welcome to episode 434 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. When we believe in Jesus, we receive the greatest gift of all, the salvation of our souls. And this gift is free. We can't do anything to earn it, we don't deserve it, but He gives it to us anyway. Believing in Jesus opens up our hearts to experience a love like no other, the kind of love that is willing to sacrifice and die for us. God's love is the strongest and most profound love ever known, and nothing will ever separate us from it. Do you feel that there is something missing in your life? Do you feel unloved? Just believe. Today we explore 13 passages of Scripture that speak to this most important topic, believing in Jesus. Mark 9, verse 23. And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Father of a boy who is demon-possessed seeks help from Jesus' disciples. They are unable to cast out the demon. And so the father turns to Jesus and says, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus challenges the man's use of the word "if." There is no question that Jesus has the power and the authority to heal the boy. The only question is what the boy's father believes. Jesus tells him, "If you believe, all things are possible to him who believes." When we trust God as true and believe that all his promises are also true, all things he promises are possible. Mark 16, verses 15 to 16. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Whoever believes. There is a promise and a warning here in Jesus' words. We can choose to believe and be saved, or we can choose not to believe and suffer the consequences of that choice. Our job is to proclaim the gospel to the world. Those who hear the gospel are compelled to respond. John 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Again, whoever believes. There is a death penalty hanging over each of us because of sin. But because God so loved, our eternal destiny can change. All we have to do is believe. John 3, verse 36. "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." There is a correlation between belief and obedience. That is because saving belief or saving faith changes us. It commits us to a new path. John 5, verse 24. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." This is now the third text that we have reviewed in which John makes the same point. Believe and you have life. And not just abundant life here on earth, but life eternal. Believe not, and the death sentence that hangs over you will be carried out. The way to pass from death into life is to believe. John 6, verse 47. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life." It's almost as if Jesus, through John, is appealing to us in words like these. "Yes, it might seem too good to be true, but I'm telling you the truth. All you have to do is believe." John 8, verses 23 to 24. "He said to them, 'You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.'" Here Jesus is speaking with the Pharisees. These men were religious leaders, yet they lived in darkness that filled their minds and their deeds. Their darkness remained because they rejected the light. Jesus gave them a serious warning. The day of grace would not last forever. Death would make their sinful darkness permanent. He calls them to believe that I am. The title I am is a claim to deity. And if the Pharisees will be saved from dying in their sins, they must believe in Jesus and in who he really is, God the Son. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The world teaches that there are multiple paths, multiple truths, maybe multiple ways to have life to the full. There are multiple religions that make a variety of different claims, and often these claims are at odds with each other. But Jesus is very clear. He says that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. If you have him, you have life. And one must believe this in order to be saved. Acts 16, verse 31. And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Paul and Silas have spent all night in praise and worship despite being imprisoned in a Philippian jail. About midnight, there is a great earthquake, and all of the prison cells are unlocked, and all of the chains are loosened. Thinking that all the prisoners have escaped, and he will be held accountable, the jailer seeks to take his own life. Paul intervenes, and not only is responsible for helping to spare his earthly life, but offers him the formula for eternal life. Romans 10, verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. That's what we are called to do. Confession has the idea of agreeing with. When we confess, we agree with what God says about Jesus and with what Jesus says about himself. It means that we recognize Jesus is God, that he is the Messiah, and that his work on the cross is the only way of salvation for all humanity. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. God saves us by his grace when we believe. We just need to believe. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. This is the minimum requirement of us. We must believe that God is there and that he will reveal himself to the seeking heart. Note that the writer to the Hebrews does not say that it is difficult to please God without faith. He says it is impossible. 1 John 5, verse 12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. It is all about Jesus, and living in Jesus is evidence of eternal life. There you have it, 13 passages of Scripture that speak to the importance of believing in Jesus. Meditate on them, memorize them, pray about them, ask the Holy Spirit to make them take root in your heart. Father, we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. Give us a saving faith today. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.